this Monday morning. Have all present members voted? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning. Senator Rohde is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Will we stamp an invocation this morning?
Let us pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks today for your goodness and mercy which is extended to us. Grant us the wisdom not to presume upon this grace, but rather apply ourselves diligently to pursue that which we know to be right and true. We pray today for our nation and our state, our president, national leaders, and leaders in our state. In these days of turmoil, confusion, and uncertainty, we need truth, stability, direction, and true purpose of life. Help us to admit that such necessities come from your gracious hand. Give us that humble spirit to admit our need and open our lives to your love. We seek your direction for today. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
Does the Secretary certify as the correctness of the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journals for the 102nd, 103rd, 104th, and 105th legislative days.
Senator Ray?
Move the journal for the 102nd, 103rd, 104th, 105th legislative days be approved and certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I have some close-up students. This is a session of 5 participants. And I have them from the North Slope Borough and the Lower Kuskokwim. And when I call your names, would you please stand up? And if I mispronounce your names, I'm sorry. From the North Slope Borough, at Gassetuk, we have the teacher Bernice Culbertson, Carla Sims from Kaktovik, Will Stevens from Barrow, Alice Tekluk from Kaktovik, James Ningiak from Barrow, Walter Oyagat from Nuiksilt, Penny Pearson from Kaktovik, Violet Tungana from Point Hope, Abraham Kuwana Jr. from Point Hope, Florence Octolek from Point Hope, and Ashley Savock for Barrow. Those are all Senator Ferguson's students. From the Lower Kuskokwim, we have Jean Dodd, teacher from Quinhagak, Nellie Moses from Cockpit Bay, Sharon DeMantle from Tuluksak, Paul Pitka from Tunanak, Frank Pleasant from Quinhagak, Viola Smith from Macoryuk, Kimberly Weston from Macoryuk, Raymond Thurchik from Toxic Bay, Robert Wolf, teacher from Esmokwilak, Patrick Black from Pakiak, Sarah Jenkins from Esmokwilak, Daniel Waska from Esmokwilak, Mary Fry from Esmokwilak, Vasily Nick from Tuntutiliak, Lily Joseph from Tuntutiliak, and Peter Joseph from Tuntutiliak, and Sharon D. Mantle. All those are Senator Sackett's students. Welcome to the Senate.
We're delighted to have you today, and you're welcome to the Senate this morning.
Mr. President.
Senator Moss.
I have 2 visitors today that are very close to me. My youngest daughter from Anchorage, and up in Senator Kelly's district, and her husband, Deborah, and Jim McGoldrick, down on business. And Gabrielle.
Senate welcomes you this morning. It's good to see you. Are the messages from the governor this morning?
Messages of April 19. Dear Senator Curtula, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 48, Judiciary, an act relating to the adoption of regulations for state retirement systems, Chapter 35. Regarding Second Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 257, relating to standards of conduct of legislators and legislative employees and establishing a select committee on legislative ethics, effective date, Chapter 36, and a 2-letter review of the bill by the governor. Would you like that read, sir?
No, it'd be on the record.
Sincerely, This is Chapter 36, Session Laws, 1984. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. Those are the messages from the Governor today, Mr. President.
There are messages from the House.
Message of April 19, the House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Joint Resolution Number 76 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee relating to the assignment to Alaska of the Rapid Deployment Light Infantry Division.
State Affairs Committee.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 678, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to the preservation of World War II artifacts.
It was put into the House Judiciary Committee, so I'll put it State Affairs Judiciary.
House Bill Number 717, amended by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the Longevity Bonus Program, requiring the payment of longevity bonuses from appropriations from the General Fund and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary Finance. Judiciary had the responsibilities as a subcommittee with Senator Ray, myself, on old timers. I believe it'll come right out of Judiciary. It should.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Are there communications this morning?
There are no communications.
Are there reports of standing committees?
A report from the Resources Committee on Executive Appointments, April 19, 1984. Pursuant to your instructions and in accordance with AS 39580, the Senate Resources Committee has had under consideration the Governor's appointments to the Board of Game and the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. There were no stated objections to confirmation of the named individuals by committee members. This does not necessarily indicate an intention to vote for or against the individuals named at the time of the joint session on confirmation. Sincerely, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, Senators Ziegler, Vice Chairman, Eliason, Paul Fisher, Mulcahy, and Sturgiluski. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 411, Preferential Use of Alaska Agricultural Products, and recommends the Resources Committee substitute and calendar on April 23. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Ray, Bennett, and Ferguson. This bill appears on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 539, Community Work as Part of a Criminal Sentence, and recommends calendar April 23rd, signed Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Ray, Bennett, and Ferguson. This also appears on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
April 23rd, conference committee report. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the conference committee with limited powers of brief conference considering CS for SSHB 258 LNC and Senate committee substitute for CS, SS, House Bill 258 Judiciary, establishing a special investment tax credit and providing for an effective date, recommends conference committee substitute for House Bill Number 258 by the conference committee, an act establishing a special investment tax credit and providing for an effective date be adopted, signed Senate members, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, Senator Ray, signed, do not pass, Senator Fakes, Representative Cattery, Chairman, Representative Furness, Representative Copeland, signed, no recommendation.
Just arrived today at 10:30. It'll be held on your desks.
That is the only special committee report today.
There are no resolutions or bills for introduction. That takes us down to the calendar.
We do have one bill.
We have a bill for introduction this morning. Apologies. Please proceed.
Senate Bill Number 550 by the Rules Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
That was the only new bill today.
Thank you very much. We have Senate Bill 411. Secretary, read the bill in second reading.
Senate Bill Number 411 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to preferential use of Alaska agricultural products. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a majority due pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Eliason, Ziegler, and Mulcahy. The Finance Committee waived referral. There is a committee substitute.
Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Resources Committee substitute be adopted.
No objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill by title.
Resources by the Resources Committee, an act relating to preferential use of Alaska agricultural products.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray.
The absence of amendments, Mr. President. I move the committee substitute Senate Bill 411, resources be considered engrossed, advance third reading, place the final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 411, resources, an act relating to preferential use of Alaska agricultural products.
Bill is before you for discussion. Senator, you have the floor.
Mr. President, this bill is rather self-explanatory. It asks that Alaska products be used by the state whenever they are competitively priced or available or of like quality to other available products. And the people who use the, who are addressed to are the hospitals, schools, universities, jails, pioneer homes, concessionaires, and state office buildings, and so forth. The types of food that are most readily available are potatoes, cabbages, those kinds of things. And the inspecting authority is DNRDC.
Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I'd like to speak in favor of this bill. The agricultural industry in Alaska today will continue to grow only if given the same breaks outside agriculture gets. Alaskan agribusiness can provide more and more of our in-state needs. Supplying Alaskan-produced food to our schools, senior citizens, senior centers, and cafeterias and concession in the state building and correctional facilities should be a top priority on our part. Senate Bill 411 is modeled after Alaska Statute Title 36, Chapter 15, the Forest Products Preference Statute, and it's intended to encourage the purchase of Alaskan agricultural products, especially in cases where those purchases are financed by state funds. Corrections, I might point out rather facetiously, is already doing it with the purchase of crab from the fisheries industry. This legislation does not give Alaskan products or producers a free ride or unfair advantage. Neither does it require any sacrifice of price or quality on the part of the bidder. The Alaskan goods must be competitively priced, available, and at the same quality as agricultural products which otherwise would be obtained from outside the state. Alaskan agriculture has reached the point where Alaskan farmers are now able to offer a consistent supply of high-quality produce to the state. Senate Bill 411 encourages the state to consume our homegrown produce by inserting a preference clause in all state calls for bids and contracts involving agricultural products. The clause will remind bidders that where, when, and where Alaskan agricultural products are available, competitively priced and of like quality as out-of-state products, state money should be used to purchase state-produced agricultural products. I might point out also that many states already support their agricultural industries and their state economies by giving preference to purchasing their own state's products. I urge that the Alaska legislature give the same support to its developing agricultural industry as outside states have done for years by voting unanimously for this bill, Mr. President. Thank you.
Questions called for? Wait for the question. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 411 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 17 yeas, 1 excuse, 2 absent.
Senate Bill 411 has been adopted by the Senate. The next item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 539. Secretary, read Senate Bill 539.
Senate Bill number 539 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to community work as part of a criminal sentence. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute. Senator Josephson, Vice Chairman, and Senator Pettyjohn signed do pass. Senators Ziegler and Eliason signed no recommendation.
Senator Ray.
Move the Judiciary Committee substitute in lieu of the original bill.
Objection. Secretary Reed, committee substitute.
CS for Senate Bill number 539, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to community work as part of a criminal sentence.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray.
The absence of amendments, Mr. President. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill number 539, Judiciary, be engrossed, advanced third reading, place the final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 539, Judiciary, an act relating to community work as part of a criminal sentence.
Goes before you for discussion debate. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, Section 1 of the bill, we already have a community work program on the statutes now on the books, and this Section 1 amends that and allows an additional condition of probation besides a suspended sentence or a suspended imposition of sentence. Section 2 is new material, which allows the court to offer a defendant a option of performing community work in lieu of a fine, and it has the value of the community work at $5 an hour. The second part of that, it offers a defendant convicted of a crime, they can perform community work in lieu of their sentence. And the next section, E, gives a scheduled rate of what the hourly requirements are for the infractions. Subsection F states the workman's comp or for medical benefits for anybody that's hurt while performing community work. It provides that the state shall be responsible to the extent not covered by anybody else. And Section 3 amends over on page 3. This puts in the defendant instead of the masculine noun he, and it also provides for the community work to be in accordance with the statutes.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 539 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 absent, 1 excused.
Bill has been adopted. There is a citation calendar this morning. Be at ease. Senate, please come back to order. Secretary, read the citation calendar.
A citation honoring William A. Egan by all members of the Senate, and a citation in memoriam, Manila Bay Yon by Senator Curtula.
Senator Ray.
No other additions, Mr. President. I move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Objection sorted. Would the Secretary see that the citation honoring the governor be sent over to the House with dispatch? Thank you very much. We're in unfinished business. There's been a request for Senate Joint Resolution 44. Involves tourism, labor, and commerce. Give it a labor and commerce referral. Are there announcements of committee meetings this morning? Finance.
Finance Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30, taking up the closeout on the budget.
Other committees are meeting. Resources Committee.
Mr. President, Resources Committee meets today at 3 o'clock in the Belch Room. We'll be taking up committee substitute for House Bill 376, an act amending the Limited Entry Acts. Committee substitute for House Bill 624, H.J.R. 19, S.B. 407, S.J.R. 44, all have been previously posted.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Labor Commerce Committee be able to waive House Bill 711, which is a sunset bill on Board of Public Accountancy. It's identical to Senate Bill 436, which was passed at committee some weeks ago.
There's no objection. Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Resources Committee be allowed to waive Senate Bill 436 into rules.
No objection. Senator Ray.
The Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:30, and we will, as an addendum to it, we will be taking up the longevity bonus also in addition to our regular bills that are posted.
Mr. Finance Chairman.
May we revert to unfinished business?
We shall.
I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Finance Committee referral be waived on Senate Bill 45, an act establishing agricultural land sale.
You have the floor, Research Chairperson.
Mr. President, under unfinished business, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call on May 2nd.
Yes, there be a number of people that will wish to go to Fairbanks on May 2nd. We should determine that as soon as possible. And there's great justification for your wish to do so with the President and His Holiness the Pope being there. You have the floor,
Mr. President, could we revert to an introduction of guests?
We'll have an introduction of guests without objection.
Some students from Thorne Bay. I'm not sure they're all here in the gallery because we have a full house this afternoon. But I don't have their particular names. I'm not sure who was here, but we do have the teachers. On the far gallery is Mr. Maynard Wilburn, and this gallery is Sue Wilburn. And Mr. President, they're up here watching the state legislature in action. And I think that I'm quite positive that Thorne Bay is probably the newest city in Alaska.
We welcome you, students and teachers. You have the floor, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, under unfinished business?
Yes.
I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that we waive the 5-day rule on Senate Bill 288, an act relating to the Board of Fisheries, in order for it to be heard in Resources on Wednesday.
No objection. 5-day rule is waived. Are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Fisher has the floor.
Yes, Mr. President, I ask to be excused from the call of the House tomorrow to go to Homer for a hearing on the Korean cattle project.
No objection, you are excused. Senator Ray.
Senator Fisher, before the Senate, I move we adjourn at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday.
Senate is adjourned.